You're out in the wilderness, hiking deep through a remote forest, and suddenly you realize you're completely lost. You have no cell phone signal, no food, you have no idea where you are. That's what happened to Mike Vilhauer earlier this month. He was on a fishing trip in the Mokelumne Wilderness, 70 miles east of Sacramento, California, when what started as a weekend getaway turned into a fight for his life.
I was fishing on this lake. It was a small lake, and I was in a kayak. I'm the only one there. It was like 10:45 in the morning because I'd been there all day fishing and without success. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to hurry up and go get some bait and come right back. And it ended up being 5 days and later that I actually got to see somebody.
And what were you looking for out in the woods?
Grasshoppers, actually. If everything else failed, get the local insects and then the vast majority of times we'd catch fish. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to go and see if I can find some. And went up a ridge and was expecting to see the lake, and no lake. I actually had a little topographical map just around the lake. And by the time I realized I was lost, I was actually off my map.
Do you at some point start to feel panic creeping in?
I was actually more irritated with myself. It was getting windy and the storm front was coming in. And so I was looking for somewhere to get out of the wind. And then I found a big pine tree and just started pulling in needles. And then I saw some willow trees. And so I started cutting branches and then basically just try to cover up. I was wet from going in and out of streams. So I stayed awake all night, as I did for the next 4 nights.
Mike, what were you surviving on? Did you have any food with you, any water? What did you do?
I had no food for 5 days. And then there's some streams running through these canyons that I was crossing to go up to the ridges. And so I would always go back down to the streams. I just kept drinking whenever I could find some water.
Rescue crews were out searching for you. And I know there was a time when a helicopter flew basically right overhead and they didn't spot you. But another day goes by, and by day five, you are still out there. Did you ever think to yourself, I'm not going to get out of here?
Saturday was my last attempt at trying to crest a mountain to look on the other side. And I didn't think the ridge was that high. And unfortunately, I'd get up to that ridge, and there'd be another ridge. And then there'd be another ridge and another ridge. And then I actually just laid down, and for a few minutes, you know what, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I'm exhausted. I have no strength. And then about 5-10 minutes, and then I said, no, I'm not doing that here. I'm going back down to that damn water, and I'm going to stay there for as long as it takes till they find me.
You decide that you're going to write a giant message with cypress needles. Where did you do it? Was there a meadow or something where that was going to stand out to anyone who was looking for you from above?
I was at the edge of a cliff, and the gravel and the rock was very light, like a light tan. And there was one tree in the middle, and it was a cypress tree. I started doing a little hair cutting on the cypress tree and then sticking branches into the ground on the side of this ridge with help, about 8 feet tall letters.
And this is what got you rescued?
Ultimately, they saw the help sign, yeah. They came by, and I was thinking they were going over the ridge, but they came back around. They had to see me. I mean, I'm getting up and waving my little shirt and yelling and screaming for, 30, 40 seconds before I was exhausted, and then they'd come back around again. They were circling for the ground team.
And what was that like for you when you saw the first person come out of the woods?
It was actually a dog, Micah. It was the tracking dog, and right then behind her was that dog handler. And then I could look up, see the other ones coming down. They were all in orange, and so that was one hell of a relief.
Mike Vilhauer, stranded in the Northern California wilderness for 5 days. He is back home in Sacramento, still recovering, but getting back to normal. According to the Alpine County Sheriff's Department, 8 counties had search and rescue teams out looking for him. Next month, he'll meet with members of those search crews, including the El Dorado County search and rescue team, which spotted his help message written in cypress needles, to thank them, and maybe to promise that they'll never have to do it again.